If you're just joining us for today's second date update, Luke is on the phone, and today he wants to call a girl that he shared a sloppy, wet kiss with. That's how he described the kiss at the end of the date. Uh-huh. He actually met her because he was going into an office to interview for a job, and she was in the lobby when he was trying to open the door, and I guess he couldn't get the door open, so she helped him. They struck up a conversation, and he asked her to drinks. They went out for drinks, said they had a good time, ended with that sloppy kiss. But now she's not calling him back, and he thinks it might be because he actually got the job in that office, and maybe she doesn't want to date a coworker.
Could it also be because you're a bad kisser?
Whoa.
Well, sorry. Just the description.
We didn't get our lips moving that much, to be honest. It was wet, but it wasn't, she didn't stick her tongue, you know, out
wet
for me.
And not
yeah, but
moving?
No, I'm just telling you, out of all the female conversations.
It was wet.
All the female conversations I've ever had, no girl has ever said, wow, it was such a good kiss. It was so wet.
Well, she made it wet. I mean, that's where it was. I just went in, and that's how it felt.
So it was a sloppy kiss with no tongue. That sounds...
No one's ever complained about the way I've kissed them before, so she didn't this time, and maybe it'll happen, but it hasn't yet.
Well, she hasn't complained yet. We don't have her on the phone to find out, do we?
Well, maybe we can ask her. That'd be one place to start.
That's what
I'd
I think.
Like to know if my lips are working properly.
That's what I think we should do, Luke. What I'm trying to get to is that I'm going to dial her phone number and see if we can get her on the phone and get your second date update. Okay, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go.
This is Antoinette.
Hi, Antoinette. How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry, what?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
How can I help you?
Well, I actually wanted to talk to you because one of our listeners sent us an email about you.
Are you sure you have the right number?
I think so, yeah. This was the number that I was given. Your name's Antoinette, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, yeah. Then I... definitely have the right number, because you recently went out on a date with a guy who listens to our show, and you haven't been calling him back, so he emailed us to see if we could get you on the phone and find out if he did something wrong.
What?
I know, it's really weird, huh?
Is this a joke?
No, it's not. It's a segment we do on our show called The Second Date Update. So I'm calling today about a guy that you went on a date with. His name is Luke.
I'm sorry, I don't know who you're talking about. I haven't gone out with anybody named Luke.
What?
You haven't gone out with anybody named Luke?
I've been married for like 3 years. I haven't gone out with anybody.
What?
You've been married for 3 years?
Yes, I'm very happily married.
Oh my Did
you,
God.
By any chance, are you married to a guy named Luke?
No.
Did you accident?
No, I think I would know.
Did you go out to drinks with a guy named Luke and you didn't realize it was a date, maybe?
No.
Do you know any Luke?
I have zero clue what you guys are talking about.
Really?
Can you be more clear?
Yeah, sure. I bet you'd appreciate that, and probably your husband, too.
Wow.
We got an email from a guy named Luke who said that he went out with you. He said that he met you when he was at your office applying for a job. He had a job interview. He said he was in the lobby trying to open the door but couldn't get the door open right, and you helped him out. And then you guys...
Okay.
So wait, that part happened?
Yeah, that part did happen. I think I just realized who you're talking about.
Okay, so you do know a Luke.
I met a Luke a couple days ago. He came in for a job interview.
Okay. Did you go out for drinks with him later on?
Absolutely not. No, I was interviewing him for a position at our company.
Wait, you were the one doing the interview?
Yes.
This doesn't make any sense.
I'm so confused.
He said that he just met you at that office and struck up a conversation. You guys went to drinks, had fun, even kissed at the end of the night, and now you're not calling him back.
He said we kissed?
Yeah, he said that you guys kissed and everything seemed to be going great, and he was surprised that you didn't want to go on another date with him.
God.
He even went into like graphic detail about the kiss, about how it was wet and you licked your lips.
Jesus Christ. Look.
So wait, you didn't kiss him?
No. There is no way. No, absolutely not. Let me just tell you what actually happened, because this is bizarre, okay? I'm tired of hearing all this stuff. Okay, look. This young man, Luke, came in for a job interview, uh-huh. brought him into my office, uh-huh. sat down, interviewed. We went over his resume. He was kind of fidgety. He was kind of acting a little strange. And I sent him on his way. And in the last couple of days, I've been getting flooded with emails, phone calls, messages,
whoa.
Asking about the job.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
so,
no.
So you didn't even hire him?
No, he has not been hired.
He told us differently.
What was he like in the job interview?
He was just kind of all over the place. You know, he just wasn't an ideal candidate. I don't know. He was acting strange. Maybe he was stoned.
Stoned? Come on.
What is happening?
That is Luke. He was actually on the other night listening to this conversation and wants to talk to you. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I finally found a way to get you on the phone, Antoinette.
Oh!
Weird. What? So you were just using us?
Okay, Luke.
Hi.
I've already told you, you haven't been selected for the next round of interviews. I sent the letter out several days ago. I haven't received it by now.
What is going on?
Yeah, I got your email, and that's why I've been emailing you a bunch of times. You won't even email me back once. Like, you give me one email, and that's it? Just a dismissal? Outright dismissal?
So wait, Luke, you lied to us about your date and everything just to ask her about a job?
Yeah, it's a lie. Sure, call it a lie.
Luke, that's what you did. That is the definition of a lie. You told an untruth to get on the air with us and ask her about a job.
Yeah, I had to tell you a story so that you guys would actually pick me and use me on the air.
I will applaud you. Good story.
Right. Yeah,
it was a good story.
I can't hate on you necessarily for getting over on the show. Couldn't you have thought of a better way to do it than to just lie to us?
Listen, I did what I had to do, man. Sorry that I had to lie about it. But you know what? Antoinette, we wouldn't even be on the phone right now if you would have just given me the job that I deserve.
Oh, my God. Crazy.
You know, I'm sure that you did prepare, Luke. But unfortunately, you're just not a good match for our firm.
That's bullshit. All right? I'm the best candidate for that job, and I know it.
Luke, you're acting extremely unprofessional right now.
I'm unprofessional. You are unprofessional. I deserve answers. Why? Why am I not getting this job? I've been putting in all this effort.
Luke,
I need answers.
Like I said, we found a more qualified candidate.
There's nobody more qualified than me. I saw everyone coming out of that building. Look at my resume and see all the experience that I have.
You know, I looked at your resume, Luke, and I'm the one calling the shots. This is not how you go about getting a job.
You sure getting a radio station to call you and ask you about a fake date is not the best way to get a job, Antoinette?
Yeah, look at all the trouble I went to get these people to contact you. You are unreachable.
Luke, and if I ever had any thought about reconsidering you for this job, you have absolutely lost that opportunity.
If I'm not qualified to be the face of your company, I don't know who is. I stood outside of that office for 3 hours, and I watched every single candidate come out of there, and not one of them is as qualified as me.
You stood outside the office building for 3 hours?
Yes, because I do my research. And you know what? It shows that I care.
Oh, my gosh. Luke, I mean, I get that it can be frustrating to be out of work and looking for a new gig, but this is not the way to do it, man.
Yeah, this isn't
driving. Well, I can't catch a f***ing beat. Damn it.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Luke, but I think you need to be a little more level-headed when interviewing for a job.
I've got other work to do. Can I please get back to my actual job?
In 1 second, I will let you do that, Antoinette, and I appreciate you telling us what happened. But I do have to ask you, would you like to go out on a second date with Luke? Or a date with Luke?
No.
You're fucking kidding me, right?
Well, I got to ask the question. It is a second date update. I know it turned into a crazy job applicant trying to use us to get at the person who wouldn't hire him. But would you like to go out with Luke?
At least give me a shot at an internship or something. You know, I feel like I've proven myself.
You've proven how crazy you are, Luke. Okay, you know, look, I wish you well. Okay, good luck in the job search. But there's no job for you here.
Oh.
You know what? I am going to get a job eventually. And when I do, I'm going to make sure it's in the same field, and I'm going to take down your entire business. You won't have a job.
Wow.
I don't have a place to go to work.
Yeah, okay. You get a job at another mailroom somewhere and take our mailroom down. You know, I'll be waiting.